Ruman is recognized as the world's premier pipa virtuoso and leading ambassador of Chinese music. She's carved out a career as a soloist, educator, and composer, giving her lute-like instrument, which has a history of over 2,000 years in China, a new role in both traditional and contemporary music. Welcome to WFHB today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's good to see you, and good to see you in the studio to get some live music on the air, to get folks in our listening area familiar with your music and your musical instrument. I understand you're quite the virtuoso, so if we could have a short piece from you to begin the session today, and then we'll talk about a little bit about your instrument, the history, what you're trying to do in the present time with the music, and what you're doing in Bloomington. So welcome once again to WFHB, Wu Man.
Thank you. So I'm going to play, here is the very, very typical pipa in Chinese music.
Oh, that was beautiful. Wu Man live on WFHB. You're playing an instrument called the pipa. Pipa.
Yes.
And it's described as a lute-like instrument. It's very interesting that just last week, as our interview for Lotus Blossoms last week, was Rahim Alhaj from Iraq. And he talked about the history of his instrument, and it's a lute-like instrument as well. Very different from what I see here, but it seems like your instrument and his are related way in the ancient past.
I think he played oud, instrument called oud.
Yeah.
So pipa and oud, actually, yes, it is related. I think oud probably older than pipa. pipa came from Central Asia, came from Persian, so 2,000 years ago, introduced it to China through the Silk Road trade. But interestingly, you see oud play, they're holding horizontal, like very much like guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you see my instrument, I'm holding straight up. So you know, I was joking, Chinese took 1,000 years to to from horizontal and to play straight up. So that's the way we, you know, Chinese basically developed the way we play. And also you see my using my five fingers mm-hmm. on the right hand and to pluck the strings. So that's slightly different than wood. Wood use a plectrum play.
Right.
But definitely, yes, we are related.
I also noticed another difference between the oud and the pipa is that the oud has many more strings. And I don't have my glasses on, but there are four.
Yes.
Okay. And but also very interesting where you usually see a very thin fret. You have ridges and valleys, and I noticed that to embellish the notes and to stretch them out and to bend them, you really have a lot of flexibility there, a lot more ability to just put different color on the notes that you play.
Yeah, it is the frets you see right now. The frets much higher than oud or guitar. So that's exactly for the left hand. That's the kind of the language of the instrument. So we bend a lot, push the notes and the string. So that's kind of a very typical Chinese music language.
In the traditional form of music for this instrument, is there always an element of improvisation?
We do based on improvisation, but we do have old music score, mm-hmm. which is a 19th century pipa notation. Some master, pipa master, they invented mm-hmm. that notation. So we have that kind of a book of pipa notation and passed it down. But you see that notation basically a lot of skeleton notes. But we do a lot of improvisation, you know, that's like any other tradition music.
Well, I'm not sure who came up with this, but you've been called the Jimi Hendrix of the pipa. Because you've done many innovative collaborations. You perform regularly with Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Project, many other collaborative recordings. I'm curious, in your mind, what has been your most out-of-the-box setting, meaning kind of radical approach for this traditional music in terms of any piece of music that you've done so far?
Well, since I moved to U.S. from China in 1990, mm-hmm. I graduated school and I came here. It was culture shocking to me because I grew up with the Chinese traditional music and training as a traditional musician, and we learned so many traditional music. And I came to this country and suddenly, you know, dropping me in the New York City.
Oh, wow.
And then you surrounding you just like...
Everything.
Everything, every culture, you know, diversity. And I was like a sponge as a young student. Yeah, as a young musician. And suddenly you hear, it's like in the global stage, right there. Everything you can grab, everything you can learn. To me, that was the... incredible experience being a musician. So I started thinking, like, why I want to be a musician, what that mean to me. Mm-hmm. So actually the answer was there. Everybody there, they learn with each other, they collaborate together, and they create something else. So that's, to me, that's, you know, that's what you're asking, but mm-hmm. to me, that's the value, that's, to me, become a musician. So I always said I want to step out the Chinese music, traditional music, like a very comfort zone, and to looking for something to bring this instrument to much bigger stage. Basically, I wanted to introduce this cool instrument to different community, not only Chinese community. So it's been great experience, and the to me, you know, life experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On stage at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on Friday night, what sort of presentation do you have planned?
Oh, will be really fun. I'm going to work with the IU students, with the string quartet, with the students, with their new ensemble. We're going to present a pipa and a string quartet piece by Chinese composer Tan Deng, which is he win the Oscar Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the best film score. That's he is. So we're going to hear his music. And also will be like a pipa with a 14 player, also with a conductor, with another interesting new music, sort of the color differently, and with another Chinese composer. And of course, I will introduce a couple of pipa solo music, what is the traditional music sound like. So will be very interesting, take audience to a journey from you know, ancient time, what is the pipa music, what, and then take it to modern today, what composers write, what the new creation pipa mixed with the Western classical instrument, how gonna be sound like, what's next. So that kind of gave to audience.
Oh, you're making me more curious. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Now, in between Monday today and Friday, you are in Bloomington. What are some of the other activities you're involved with here for Lotus Blossoms?
It's been great honor to work with the Lotus Blossom Project and you know, festival. And I've been at two elementary schools already. And and tomorrow, I think from now to Friday, we keep doing that. I have to visit three schools every day, elementary school, high school, in all local, and to meet the kids and to tell them what is a pipa, where is the China, you know. It's a great experience. I really hope, to me, I really want to teach a younger generation, especially in this country, to know what's going on outside the U.S., what other culture. That's very important.
Well, I bet they're fascinated by the music and by that instrument. I've never seen anything like that.
Now you see.
Yeah. Well, Wuman, it's great to talk to you today here on WFHB. You mentioned improvisational elements in your music. And many of your pieces are a little bit longer than your usual pop song. So we have 8 or 10 minutes here if you'd like to play a longer piece for our listeners this afternoon.
Sure.
Would that work?
Yeah. Actually, I want to play something. I always joking, a Chinese banjo piece.
Okay.
Because audience sometimes came to me, wow, sounded like a banjo, that pipa. So it is pipa, kind of like mixed with all the plucking string instrument. You could hear guitars kind of sound. You could hear oud. You could hear ukulele or mandolin or banjo. So this piece, again, is a traditional piece. It's called White Snow in Spring. I always play this. It's a happy, sort of happy, upbeat. A lot of right hand and left hand technique you can hear, very very Chinese, and we most of the time we play during the festivals, so celebrate the springtime.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, you are the Jimi Hendrix of the peepa. Have you ever played any Jimi Hendrix songs on that instrument?
Not really, but some traditional music sound really like electronic guitar.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the plucking and everything. It's really fascinating. Yep.
But I play some other rock and roll tune, and kids are always like, wow.
one more question. I'm just curious, how long have you been playing this instrument?
Since I was third grade.
Okay. So pretty much all your
pretty
life.
Pretty much the whole life.
Well, it's been amazing to watch your virtuosity on the instrument today. Really a treat to have you here in the WFHB studios.